Hi, you're listening to All Law, an audio series brought to you by Lakshmi Kumaran and Sridharan, a leading Indian law firm. At the firm, we are proud to combine our knowledge of law with extensive experience in industry and technology in order to design practical legal solutions for our clients. This podcast series is a part of our knowledge sharing initiative, where we will discuss notable judicial and regulatory developments and analyze the business implications of the law as it evolves in India. This podcast focuses on the stay of demand ruling brought out by the Supreme Court of India in the Pepsi Foods Limited case. Supreme Court of India stay of demand ruling brings relief to taxpayers. The Supreme Court of India on April 6, 2021, pronounced an important ruling in Pepsi Foods Limited, which is DCIT versus Pepsi Foods Limited, Civil Appeal Number 1106 of 2021, relating to stay of demand. The Supreme Court declared a certain part of the third proviso of Section 254, Subsection 2A of the Income Tax Act 1961 or the IT Act as being unconstitutional. This proviso authorizes automatic vacation of stay of demand after a certain period, even in cases where a delay in hearing of appeals is not attributable to the taxpayer. Provisions in the IT Act governing tribunals' power to grant stay. The Appellate Tribunal is the second appellate authority in the appellate mechanism under the IT Act. Being conferred with the power to hear and dispose appeals, the tribunal also has an inherent power to grant interim relief, as also mentioned in ITO versus M.K. Mohammed Kunhi, 1968, 2 SCR 65. To ensure that the power to grant stay does not come at the cost of depriving the tax department of its right to recover taxes, certain legislative amendments were made to Section 254, Subsection 2A over a period of time. In summary, the tribunal can initially grant stay for a period not exceeding 180 days and dispose the appeal within such period, which is the first proviso. If an appeal is not disposed before the aforesaid period, the tribunal may extend the stay for further period not exceeding 365 days in total. This extension of stay can be allowed only in situations where the delay is not attributable to the assessee, coming from the second proviso, and where the appeal is not disposed of with the extended period, the stay shall stand automatically vacated even if the delay is not attributable to the assessee. This is coming from the third proviso. Order of the Supreme Court. Even if the delay is not attributable to the assessee, was challenged before the Delhi High Court, which held that this provision would not stand the test of being constitutionally valid. The revenue appealed against the order passed by the High Court before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court held that such an automatic vacation of stay, where the taxpayer is not at fault, would be violative of Article 14 of the Constitution. It was held that vacation of stay in favor of revenue for no fault of the taxpayer would render the proviso manifestly arbitrary. Coming to the question of can the tribunal grant stay beyond 365 days? The ruling raises an important question as to whether the tribunal has the power to extend stay beyond 365 days in cases where the delay is not attributable to the assessee, especially considering that the cap of 365 days contained in the second proviso is not upset by this ruling. An earlier decision rendered by the Bombay High Court in Narang Overseas Private Limited, which is Narang Overseas Private Limited versus ITAT 2007-295 ITR 22, held that it would not be possible to hold on one hand that there is a vested right of appeal and on the other hand hold that there is no power to continue the interim relief for no fault of the taxpayer. The court held that such a reading would be unreasonable and violative of Article 14. Therefore, it may still be possible for the taxpayer to seek extension of stay in genuine cases where the delay in disposal of appeal is not attributable to the taxpayer. The tribunals have discretion to extend the stay even beyond 365 days, provided the case of the taxpayer merits such an interim relief to be granted or extended. Now to discuss the comparable GST provisions. It may be interesting to note that the provisions in GST law, sections 107 and sections 112 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, provide for complete stay of demand on a condition that a stipulated percentage of the total demand be deposited before filing the appeal. Under the IT Act, a similar amendment has been made effective from assessment year 2020-21. This amendment has the effect of restricting the tribunal's power to grant full stay. A minimum of 20% of demand amount is required to be deposited in cash or given in the form of security. Unlike GST law, if a taxpayer pays the 20% demand, it does not result in automatic stay of the balance amounts. Stay for the balance amounts is still at the discretion of the tribunal. COVID-19. Hardships may be faced by the taxpayer as a result of the ongoing pandemic, where they may not be able to argue their cases before the tribunals due to health reasons or difficulties that are caused by lockdowns imposed in different states in India. Extensions granted by different high courts to interim orders passed would certainly come to the aid of taxpayers facing imminent action of recovery from the tax authorities. Nevertheless, there can be circumstances where it may be necessary for the tribunals to consider such instances as not being cases of dilatory tactics. On a concluding note, it must be stated that the ruling granted by the Supreme Court is a welcome step for taxpayers seeking stay beyond 365 days. However, considering previous experience with the tax authorities, this issue is likely to see further developments in the future. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this series. We would love to hear your feedback, comments, and questions about the episode. You could write to us at podcast@lakshmishree.com to know more. You can even suggest topics for future episodes you'd like to hear more about. Do check out our website www.lakshmishree.com, which is being linked in the episode description below, to keep abreast of relevant legal updates. We hope you'll join us next week.